Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to this week's edition of Cover 2 here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Look, we'll take a quick look at the game against Seattle, but we want to look ahead to the Sunday night showdown against the Dallas Cowboys. And to help me break everything down, I brought in Jeff Mosher from Comcast Sportsnet and Shield Kapadia from Birds 24/7. So, gentlemen, and Jeff, I'll let you start this off.
Thank you.
Nice wardrobe, by the way.
I'm just trying to look like him.
Certainly.
Good move.
It's a competition. It's always a competition here on Cover 2. You're looking back at Seattle. Eagles lose 24-14. What was your biggest takeaway from the game?
Biggest takeaway is that they totaled 138 yards. 138, 139, something like that. And I couldn't, in my wildest dreams, have imagined that Chip Kelly's offense could be held only 138 yards. The takeaway is that Seattle came to play in the link like this was their home. They were fired up. They were physical, as they always are. They were fast. They were unintimidated, and they looked like the Seattle of last year. I know they were missing one of their linebackers, who's not Malcolm Smith, but Bobby Wagner for a while, and they weren't as, you know, they didn't have that defensive tempo that they had when he was out. Well, he's back, and they are back, and obviously the Eagles have work to do if they have to face Seattle again.
Jill, same question for you.
Yeah, I think it comes down to the offense, and this offense has been really inconsistent all season long. You know, the defense had some moments where it didn't play well, but overall was on the field for a lot of snaps. Offense leads the NFL in turnover still. I know we talked about that the last time I was on. So there are some things they got to...
recurring thing.
Some things they have to tighten up. Obviously, there's a gap between them and Seattle and Green Bay right now. You have to hope you can shore things up come playoff time.
Now, let's look ahead to Dallas. Big Sunday night showdown, first place in the division online. Sheila, in your estimation, is there any way that the Eagles could possibly lose two in a row? Looking back, they beat them on Thanksgiving 33-10. You know, they haven't lost two straight games all season. Is there any way that you could see the Eagles losing to the Cowboys on Sunday night?
Yeah. I think, of course, there's a way. You know,
well, there's a way.
Yeah. They beat them up on Thanksgiving. But to me, I think the Eagles up front really have an advantage against Dallas. But Tony Romo really played poorly in that game, and he hasn't played poorly for all season long. So if he gets that extra rest, if his back's feeling better, I think you have to look at the Eagles secondary against the Cowboys passing game. If Dallas is going to come in here and win that football game, I think that's the mismatch that goes to their advantage.
Jeff, you look at this Cowboys matchup with the Eagles. How do you see the Cowboys possibly making it closer than the first meeting?
Shield just touched on it, and I've been thinking about this ever since the Thanksgiving game. If the Cowboys come into this game thinking that they are going to run the ball, establish the run, run first, second, and third down, as we saw them in the Thanksgiving game, then they're going to get run right out of this stadium. They got to come and pass on this team because that's how you beat the Eagles. You pass on them. They're too good against the run, and they've twice now stopped DeMarco Murray when DeMarco Murray was coming off great games. Last year in the season finale, this year on Thanksgiving, they're going to have to do play action. They're going to have to figure out a way to throw the ball first and then set up the run.
Big picture, Jeff, where do you see the Eagles fitting into the NFC? Because it seemed like the Seattle game was the statement game, litmus test, all those phrases we want to use.
Yeah.
Do you still see them in the upper echelon of the NFC, maybe just behind Green Bay and Seattle, or do you think that they're a notch lower than
that? Well, there's a table. You know, there's two teams that sit at the table right now. There's Green Bay sitting at the table, and Seattle is sitting at the table. And there's a third chair there waiting for somebody to come join them. I don't think it's the Eagles right now. I would have said Arizona a couple weeks ago. They did have an impressive win over Kansas City. I worry about the team losing now their running back, having already lost their quarterback. I'm just not ready to give them the seat, but that's to me what it is. Green Bay, Seattle, if I had to pick a championship game for the NFC right now, it would be those two teams, and everybody else is trying to scratch and claw. I do think the Eagles will win the division. I think they'll beat Dallas. Once you get into the playoffs, we've seen like the Giants a couple of times, you can get in even not with a great record or not playing your best and then just catch fire and win. But again, right now, it's Green Bay and Seattle.
Shields, you have them at number three, the Eagles, at this point.
I do right now, and I think you want to avoid those first two, top two teams until the NFC Championship. So best case scenario for the Eagles, you go in as the three seed, you play a wild card, Dallas or Detroit, and you want Arizona to win that division. If you can go to Arizona in the second round and avoid Seattle and Green Bay until the title game, maybe you can make some noise. Obviously looking ahead, but you know, I think that's the best case scenario for the Eagles right now.
Les Bowen for the Philadelphia News wrote a column about it doesn't seem like the Eagles have a quarterback who could win in the postseason. Shield, do you agree with that? Do you think that whether it's Mark Sanchez, whether it's Nick Foles if he's healthy, that the Eagles can make some noise in the postseason, assuming, of course, that they win the NFC East and get into the tournament.
Well, the quarterback play has been inconsistent, but can they beat Detroit or Dallas at home with Foles or Sanchez? Yes. Can they go on the road and beat Arizona with one of those guys? I think yes. If you run into Seattle again, you know, I don't think they're going to be piling up a lot of yards. But look at the whole NFC. I mean, who has the great quarterbacks? Aaron Rodgers is playing at one level. Russell Wilson played great last week. He's been inconsistent in some of these other guys, Romo, Stafford. You know, these aren't guys who are playing at an Aaron Rodgers level. So I don't think there's that huge gap right now for the Eagles.
He's Jeff Mosher from Comcast Sports at Heels Chill Kapadia from Birds 24/7. And I'm Chris McPherson. Thanks for joining us in this week's edition of Cover 2 on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.